What's going on, everyone? Robbie here from the Big, Big Red Express. Got a lot of things coming at you here this week. Got some big, big things. Got back to the gym today for the first time in a long, long time. But man, did it feel good to get kind of back in the swing of things. I'm just kind of hanging out here, just recording this podcast. Wanted to kind of give you a little update of what's going on, what things I got coming up, and what things are kind of on the horizon for me. I'm just kind of chilling here. Drinking some coffee. It's about 12:40 in the afternoon on a Monday. The Open is just about 6 or 7 hours away from wrapping things up. And man, what did you guys think of the Open this year? I thought it was a very interesting test of fitness. As many of you guys know, I didn't do the Open. But we're going to talk a little bit more in detail about the winners and the losers and who qualified for regionals and kind of where the standings sit after the results get in. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But guys, don't forget to tune in tomorrow to Facebook Live. On our Facebook page, The Big Red Express, we're going to be doing some cool things with that sports movie Madness. We're going to be working through the right side of the bracket in the round ones. Got some very interesting matchups. Let me run down the matchups real quick. Going to be putting these up there in just a little bit. Look for them tonight, right around 9 o'clock or so. Where we're going to put up the matchups of that we're going to have you guys vote on. So we're going to use that tomorrow on our show. We got Remember the Titans, Bend It Like Beckham coming out 1-8. Then we got League of Their Own and We Are Marshall, Rocky 2 and The Blind Side facing off, Caddyshack and Lovin' Basketball. We got Field of Dreams and Bring It On, Any Given Sunday and Raging Bull, Happy Gilmore and Dodgeball, and Space Jam and The Karate Kid. Those are the matchups for round number one that we're going to be working on, the Sports Movie Madness coming in next tomorrow, the next day, I guess. So make sure you guys are staying close and kind of going through that. What did you guys think of 18.5? I know we talked about a little bit on our preview show. We kind of gave a little preview of what we thought it was going to be based on a picture that Castro posted last week before it was announced. We were pretty spot on. If you guys tuned into our live feed earlier on Instagram and Facebook, you guys saw that we were pretty close to getting that correct. We said it was going to be a repeat. I didn't go far enough back to see that the repeat was actually going to be something from 2011, but it was a repeat nonetheless. And then we thought it was going to be something along the lines of thrusters and chest to bars. We possibly said some wall balls, but I think we were sticking to chest to bars and thrusters, because we kind of figured thrusters was going to be in there. It was an option, but I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the final scores. We had a lot of people on that bubble. I think Dakota Rager had to do a lot of work. I know Brett Fikowski probably had to do some maintenance and stuff like that. Some people that were on the bubble that, you know, we're going to hopefully get on the podcast a little bit later on leading up to regionals and things of that nature. But it was definitely a fun thing to do and a fun thing to watch. And I think it was a good test of fitness. And a lot of people, I think, voted for that one because it was only 7 minutes. I know Dave Castro put out a tweet and said, hey, pick, I think it was 15.2 or something like that. Because he was just like, it makes the good CrossFitters suffer, but for the everyday CrossFitter, you'll be done in 4 to 8 minutes. You know what I mean? So like, I think it was going to be interesting either way, to see how that kind of went down. But nonetheless, guys, I think it was a very good Open, some very tight races, obviously with all the announcements going forward, going to the two regionals and things like that. It kind of made the Open a little bit more, you know, you had to watch yourself and you had to make sure that you guys were doing the right things, and people had to watch themselves and watch what they were doing. And I think that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's where it really comes down to. I think it really comes down to helping people out and really seeing if those athletes, you know, that are supposed to be there will actually qualify. It would be crazy if Brent Fikowski did not qualify for regionals after getting second at the CrossFit Games last year. He's in a very tough region, that Canada West region. And I know a lot of people, talk about different athletes that move to different regions because it's either easier or it's not as difficult. I think, you know, you have seen that so much. I mean, you've seen just over the last 5 years, and I think that doesn't surprise me that that's happened. I think it surprised me that it's happened more and more. But at the same time, it shouldn't surprise anyone out there, because you got to think about it. These athletes are this is their lifestyle, you know, like this is their way of living. This is their means of living. And if they go out and they don't qualify for regionals or they don't qualify for the games because they're in a very tough region, you know what? Yes. You know, it may be a cheap move to move across the country and move to a different region. But at the same time, you know what? They're being smart by going to another region. They're being smart and they're putting their best interest at, you know, in front of them. And, you know, you can have your opinions on oh, well, you know, Katrin and you know, Sarah and all them, like they moved regions because, you know, the Meridian region was getting too tough. And, you know, a couple of years ago, Sam Briggs didn't qualify, so she moved to the Atlantic region. Or, you know, a couple of years ago also, you know, you had, you know, Andy didn't qualify, but she didn't leave the Meridian region. So I think it's going to be, and I think in the long run, that's helped her. You know what I mean? So I think it's going to be very interesting to see kind of how things move forward, how things kind of play out, and really how things are going to, you know, go moving forward, how these regionals are going to look. I know Castro said there were still some announcements that are going to be coming up about regionals of the games. And I think it's going to be very interesting. And I'm also going to be very interested to see how these four-person teams stack up as well, because you're going to see a lot of these athletes that didn't qualify for regionals, but maybe four athletes in their division or in their gym, you know, were in that top 50 for the region, and their scores all combined, you know, got them to where they needed to qualify in that four-person team. So I definitely think the four-person team is going to be a huge game changer. It's going to make things a lot more competitive. I think it's going to make things a lot more interesting. And, you know, I think it's going to be very, very curious to see those matchups come regionals and then leading up to regionals as well. Swig of coffee for the working man out there that's listening to me. While you're at work or driving to work or driving home from work or at lunch or whatever, this one's for you. Oh, that tastes really good. Have you guys ever had, what would you say is your best cup of coffee? I know this is, you know, kind of off topic, but this is a podcast. We want to be trying to get more and more content out there and really more content about really whatever you guys want to talk about. If there's a certain subject you guys want me to talk about, let me know. We're going to be trying to do more and more footage. I'm working on some people. I'm working on some things to try to get more content on our YouTube page. I know we haven't really done much since the very beginning, but I promise we're going to be trying to do more and more videos and more audio content there as well. It's a one-man band, as many of you guys know. I'm the only one running this show. So I think it's very, very tough for me to do everything, to balance everything. I do work from time to time as well, so I do have a job and trying to get everything, and I do travel a lot for emceeing and stuff like that. But that's another thing that I'm wanted to talk about, guys, that I'm going to be doing a little bit different this year. I'm actually going to be doing my best to have a show while I'm on the road. And I know I've talked a lot about doing more of keeping track of my adventures while I travel and things like that, but a lot of things, it's really hard to do it while you're on the road and when you're doing things back and forth. It is hard to kind of keep track of everything, but I really want, starting with the freaking CrossFit Throwdown. I know I'm going to be on one of their podcasts down there. I'm looking forward to that. It should be a lot of fun. I haven't really been on many podcasts, so that should be a blast as well. But man, I'm so looking forward to you know, taking my journeys and taking you with me on my journeys, and whether it's doing a podcast, you know, on the road, or I at least want to do one or two, and the quality, I'm just going to warn you guys now, the quality may not be the best. There are some days where I'm going to lose my voice halfway through the workout or halfway through the weekend, or after the whole weekend's over, I'm going to lose my voice. So you know, sometimes there's going to be, it's just going to be kind of very froggy voice doing it. So, sorry about that, guys. Did not mean to burp right into the microphone. But nonetheless, I did it and we're going to move on. So, but I think that's one of the biggest things that I want to kind of stress to myself and to the listeners is just kind of tell you guys how my travels are going. How am I doing in terms of, you know, how are things going with the podcast when I'm on the road? How are things going with my MC career when I'm on the road? I travel a lot. And even if I travel to a local event here, a regional event here, whether I go up to Lorton, DC, wherever I go for the Super Fits, I want to be able to take you guys on the road with me. So I think I'm going to start packing my laptop, packing my recording stuff, at least a microphone where I can put it into my phone and things like that, and start recording things and really do a podcast either from the hotel or from wherever I'm staying, from the road, from the airplane, airport, wherever. And I really want to do that more and more for you guys because I know you guys love that footage. You love when I post pictures of me being on the road and things like that. And I want to do more of that as well. So make sure you guys are following our Instagram page at big_red_express. That's the best way that you guys can keep in touch with us and all our social medias and stuff. I'm getting back into CrossFit. As many of you guys know, the last really 6 to 8 months, I've been worrying on running. I've been, I ran a half marathon last week and it was, but now that that's over, I'm really focusing now on kind of getting myself back into CrossFit shape and really myself into good shape as well. Going to try to lose some pounds and get back into good shape as well. I had a great journey when I first started and now I kind of want to get that back as well. So hopefully I can stay healthy and can kind of stay in that routine every single day. Looking forward to it and looking forward for having you guys follow along with me as well. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in to a special Monday edition. It's not going to be special too often, but I really want to be out. You know, if I got some free time, I want to sit down for 15 minutes and record a podcast and give you guys something to talk about. I want your feedback though. I want you guys to let me know what you want me to talk about. If there's one subject that you guys want me to talk about, let me know. I will, even if there's just one person that wants me, if I have 10 different people telling me 10 different topics, you know what? I will talk about 10 different topics on 10 different episodes. I want this to be as fan friendly as possible. If you got a great topic out there you want us to talk about, you let us know and we'll get back to you on the podcast as soon as possible. Got some great things coming up. Going to be collaborating with the IF3 and going to be talking to a lot of the personalities and a lot of the decision makers around that company and really around the world when it comes to functional fitness in the world of CrossFit and really functional fitness as well. So make sure you guys stay tuned. Got some big things on the horizon. Going to be trying to get some regional athletes on the podcast leading up to regionals. And then of course, the game season is really when things kind of turn on full speed. We're going to be doing so much more coverage, try to get as many interviews as possible and do it all for you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great, great Monday. Have a great week, guys. We'll talk to you the next time we're on.